of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. You're more real than the ground I'm standing on. You're more real than the wind in my lungs. Your thoughts define me. You're inside me. You are my reality. I belong to you. I belong to you. I belong to you. I belong to you. You're more real than the skin on my bones. You're more real than the song on my tongue. Your thoughts define me. You're inside me. You are my reality. Your thoughts define me. You're inside me. You are my reality. I belong to you. I belong to you. I belong to you. I belong to you. Your thoughts define me. You're inside me. You are my reality. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Abba, I belong to you. 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 Your thoughts define me. You're inside me. You are my reality. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning. I just want to say this morning, recognize God's greatness Wednesday. So let us pray. Lord, we praise you. Praise your name. We praise you because you are so good. You're so good. Hallelujah. We praise you for, oh Lord, for just waking us up this morning. We praise you because you are great. We praise you because you are the one and only one. I am, I am. God, we hope, thank you, the Holy Spirit, this morning. Lord, we pray for the two amazing co-founders right now, Lord, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for the spiritual journey that for the past 10 years. Hallelujah. We lift them this morning. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for artist life, chanting worldwide, and helping us to be healthy this morning. We pray for prayer warriors and their guests, and also the artist distributor who joined us here and thought it was not Robert to be with us today. We lift up every one that's right now dealing with the COVID situation, Lord, praise. We pray for the frontline workers, Lord, and their families, Lord, that they are going out and helping us, Lord, that we may understand that we must wear our masks and that they won't be in another crisis, Lord. We pray for the speaker about to download the word this morning in the telecommunications. Thank you, Lord. We pray for the bereaving family this morning, Lord. Comfort them like never before, Lord. Lord, we need you. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I am here. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, family, my name is Bonita, and I welcome you to our TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary on behalf of our co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts and Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this is an awesome time. I heard we've got some first-timers. We have a debut. So this is a great day, great day, great day, December 2nd. We are here today to enrich, enhance, and empower you as you begin your day. We have a website. We have an email address. We've got some information. And again, I'm being repetitive, but we've got a premier speaker today. So just get your spiritual seatbelts ready. Buckle up. Get your Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth, and let's get going. You know, we have been around here for 10 years. We were founded October 2010, and these ladies that founded this call have made it their mission to keep this call going 24/7. So you can listen to any of the calls. You can go to a website and get the bios on all of our speakers, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. One more time, www.themasterscall.net. And when you go there, again, there's information about the history of this call. It's a beautiful website. Share it with someone that you love. Go ahead and use it. And this is a buffet of information. So for 2020, now this is December 2nd, so we're almost done with this year. And praise God, we've had an awesome year. Even in a pandemic, God has been so faithful. The theme for 2020 is with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, did you hear that? Supernatural eyes. Well, that's what's been happening. He has been working through us, and we have been a light in dark places. So praise God that this call has been such a help to so many. We also have the email address where you can send praise report, because we like to know how God is working in your life. Because, you know, we, as one of our co-founders mentioned yesterday, we pray for you guys. We pray for you guys. And you got to let us know when you have those breakthroughs, right? You got to let us know that when, you know, I don't know, whatever you're going through that we've been praying for, God has come through. And sometimes He does not come through because he's got something better for us, right? That's what a parent does. You don't always get what you want because that's not what you need. But God is working, so we have this email address that you can send your praise report and your prayer request to. Write this down. It's info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. Again, info at themasterscall.net. You can send your praise report, your prayer request, and guess what? If you want to become a part of our family, you can also send that there. If you want to greet, if you want to host, you heard our psalmist. You also, if you have a word that you want to share, you send that information there, and either one of our co-founders, that's Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Brenda Henry Terrell, will contact you. And then there is our Friday. So Fridays, we have a special day. Fridays, we've set aside for part two of our call, and we go all in with our Fridays. We also have come together via a phenomenal company called Artists International, ARDYSS, which is a health and wellness company that's been around for 29 years. One second. It's been around for 29 years, and that company has some awesome products, and those awesome products have made a difference in a lot of folks' lives. After this call, we do have a call called the New Morning Motivational Call that talks about those what these products have done for so many people. But Artists, A-R-D-Y-S-S. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you have no idea what that means, then get back with the person that asked you to come to this call. Or you can send an email to info at themasterscall.net, and someone will let you know more about Artists. Okay, so here we go. Oh. I want to make sure I give this woman, I'll give you the number for the morning motivational call after our premier speaker comes forth, because today is Presidential Tuesday with the new morning motivational, the new morning motivational call. So there'll be some additional information. Let me just, drum roll, please. Let's see. Yes. We've got the premier speaker, and I'm going to tell you, we were all just so delighted that this woman, and I love her name, stepped up to the plate and said, yes, I will. I will do it. Just give me one second, please. I apologize. I had it up. And technology. No, come, don't do this to me. Y'all bear with me now. Y'all bear with me. Oh, I did have it up. Okay. I thank you. Thank you, Father. Get ready, get ready, get ready. The next voice that you're going to hear is Minister Ruth Smith. Now, our sister joined us recently, and I'm so proud that she took the mantle and said, yes, I will do it, because this is her first time speaking with us. So, briefly, her bio is going to be on that website because I don't want to take up her time to speak. She wears many hats. She is born in Bernardino, California. She's a mother. She's got multiple degrees. She's been saved for 15 plus years. She's got a home church. She now resides in Atlanta, GA. She's opened her home to others. She's been a foster mother. And I don't want to get in the way of the message that she's had, that she has for us today. So the next voice you will hear will be our sister. We love her. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth Smith, for taking the mantle and giving us the word today. The platform is yours.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family, on this very blessed and cold and chilly day. But we won't complain because we're so glad we woke up this morning. Thank you, my dear sister, for that very gracious introduction. Just a little girl from San Bernardino, California, about an hour outside of Los Angeles, who loves the Lord and loves her family and her friends and my church and my extended family. I'm just honored to be on the call this morning. So thank you for our beautiful psalmist, Kaylin. She is my prayer partner, Keisha Lee's, one of her daughters. And I tell you, when I hear that baby girl's smooth, spiritual voice, I'm sure I'm not alone when I say we have been blessed this morning by the voice of the Lord. So I was just very excited, and just it just infuses and ignites your spirit when we hear the young people who are our future go forth and get up so early in the morning there in Cincinnati, Ohio, to minister to us in song. So bless her this morning. Thank you for our greeter who seated and greeted us, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Bless you, my sister. And thank you, my dear sister, for introducing us on the call and telling us about our call. So I am Ruth Smith, and I'm here in Atlanta, and I will go ahead and get started with our message today. So have your pen and pad ready, or your iPad or iPhone ready, or just a listening ear if you're driving or relaxing at home to hear what the Lord has put in my spirit today. So the title of my message is, Who is Christ to You? An answered prayer for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. As a young child, I was incredibly close to my mother. While raised by both parents, my mom and my dad, I just really, literally cling to my mother. I vividly recall her taking me to church. And while she was not a singer, kind of sort of like myself, but she had a big voice and she loved singing for the Lord. And she would clap her hands real wide. And when I was little, I used to pretend like I was her clapping my hands. She carved the name of our Lord and Savior in our wooden headboards at the top of our bed. So I come from a family of seven, and I had one sister living in the house and two brothers at the time. And every morning when you woke up, you saw Yeshua's name in the headboard. 2 months after my 13th birthday, my mother, after a prolonged illness with renal failure, went home to be with the Lord. So you know, I, being the baby daughter, was heartbroken. And I talked very little during that time. I think I stopped talking for about a week. Basically, I know now that I was in shock as I experienced grief that was simply too much for a young child to bear. I quickly learned my Lord was a burden bearer. And as the song says, a heavy load share, because our load as a family was very heavy. And my mother was the matriarch who kept the family together, both sides, my mother and my father's side. But she was only here to serve for 45 years. More importantly, as the years progressed, I began to know the Lord as my comforter. In different stages of our life, family, the Lord will be what we need at that time. He became my Prince of Peace and my provider. I knew my mother loved the Lord. Her faith was, as the young folks say, everything. She declared Psalm 91 over her family. Now, of course, at this time, I hadn't even read Psalms 91. But over the years, I remember that Psalm 91 was one of her favorite scriptures. And throughout my growing up and my growth and development, I was often, you know, just to be totally transparent, I was often entangled by the world and often fell short. I cried out unto the Lord because that's what my mother taught me to do. The Lord forgave me and always felt his presence, which the word tells us if we make our bed in hell, David talked about this, he is with us. And if we're honest, quite a few of us have made our bed in hell, either knowingly or unknowingly. But the word also tells us that he'll never leave or forsake us. And the good news is nothing can snatch us from his mighty hand that's around and about us. At age 50, I realized how critically important Psalms 91 impacted our lives. I often heard this chapter presented in various church sermons, but never fully understood the anointing that flowed over these words. As I read this powerful, life-changing psalm, I'll emphasize words that truly express what the Lord means to many believers. And this can be very encouraging to non-believers, because remember, we're not just talking to believers, to like-minded Christians, although that's our sweet spot and our comfort spot. But we are supposed to be talking to folks whose faith is weak, or they're in doubt and uncertainty, downtrodden, and for those who don't know the Lord and wonder why we're so happy, what's this joy that we've had that the world simply can't take it away? We're supposed to share that in our testimony to deliver others and, more importantly, use it for the glory of the Lord. So Psalms 91 reads, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that fleeth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And Lord knows that thousands, hundreds of thousands have fallen at this side and that side around the world, but it has not come near our home. Bless the Lord. Verse 8 says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. So don't worry about the wicked. They will have their day. The Lord says, leave room for my wrath because vengeance is his, although we want to take things in control ourselves. Verse 9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. So this modern-day plague called COVID or whatever we're calling it these days, it will not come near thy dwelling. Pray that prayer over your house. Verse 11 says, for he shall give us angels charge over thee to keep thee in thy ways. The Lord controls the angels. They are obedient unto them, even though as human beings we are often disobedient, but he still loves us. Verse 12, they shall bear up thee in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Because he hath set his love upon me, Therefore, I will deliver him. He's talking to you, my brother and my sister. I will set him on high because why? He hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. The last verse, verse 16, let's hold on to this. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And that is Psalms 91. Lord, please add a blessing to the reading of your words. So remember, the title of my message was, Who is Christ to You? An answered prayer for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I ask again, who is the Most High to you? El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. I just read 16 verses from Psalms 91. Now I will give you 16 names of the Lord. And I implore you, pray these names, even if you just remember one or two. It's okay. Don't worry about if you're pronouncing them right or any of those particulars. Simply pray one of these names, and I assure you, you will have infused power, and your days will be brighter, and you will command your morning and your day. So number one, who is God to you? El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. And I hope I have time to finish. If not, we can finish another day. Number two, El Elyon, the Most High God. Adonai, Lord, Master. Yahweh means Lord, Jehovah. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, my banner, your protection, your shield. Jehovah Ruach, the Lord, my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. And Lord knows we need a healing in the land today. We're fasting now. Dr. PK called us at midnight last night on a prayer call with about 16 or 17 people, mostly young people and men and women, to pray and fast and in supplication go before the Lord. We need a healing in this land. Number eight, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord there, who is there. Jehovah Tisikanu, the Lord our righteousness. Number 10, Jehovah Mekol Deshekim, the Lord who sanctifies you. El Olam, the everlasting Yah. El Ohim, God. Juana, jealous. Yes, he is a jealous God. Put no other gods before him or things or your family or your children. Put nothing before him. He must be first. Jehovah Yireh, we all know this one. He is the Lord that provides. And wow, has he provided for us during this season. Can I get a witness up in this place? Jehovah Shalom. Oh, surely we know Shalom. That's Hebrew for our peace. The Lord is our peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that other folks, whether they know you or not, they may look at you, they may laugh at you and say, why is Cynthia Cox always smiling? Why is she always happy? Why does Dr. PK always have a song in her voice? And why is she always wanting to help one another? Why is Dr. B always teaching with such fervor? Why does she sound so compassionate? What is this Lord that they worship? Who is this? Why does Tiffany or Songbird wake up in California at 4:30 in the morning while many of us are still sleeping and not even thinking about waking up, and sings a song to the Lord like it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Oh, thank you, Lord. Number 15, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. Number 16, another name of the Lord that you can pray is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. So please find someone that is brokenhearted. In closing, find someone that's discouraged in their faith. Seek out someone that doesn't know the Lord, that is troubled. We are in troubling times. We're dealing with a pandemic of epic proportions that in our generation we haven't seen since the Great Depression. But for those who read the Bible, have heard about the Bible, we heard about the plagues and the pestilence and the locusts, and we thought, that's far-fetched. Surely frogs didn't leap over people and there wasn't sickness and the sea wasn't turned to blood. Yes, it did, because right now we are experiencing firsthand in 2020 a modern-day plague. So once again, it's imperative that we find someone that doesn't know the Lord or whose faith is very low right now. And don't beat them over the head with the Bible. Just simply share your testimony. As in the beginning of my message, I talked about when I was a young child. I remember all the way back until I was 4. So I remember a lot of things that have happened in my life. And it's been said if I wrote a book, it would be a bestseller. So that's for another lesson. But just during these times of uncertainty as I close, just remember that the Lord has provision for you, and remember who he is to you, who he has been when you have a loss of job, loss of relationship or loved one. He is a very present help during times of trouble, our biggest encourager, our biggest cheerleader, when no one else seems to believe that we could make it or experience victory over defeat. Who is there? Who is a friend to the friendless? Who is there for you? Who was there with the 3 Hebrew boys when they were in the fiery furnace? The Lord was there, whose face shone like an angel, and the evil King Nebuchadnezzar had to testify that there's a fourth person in the furnace and his clothes are not singed by the fire. This is real, you all. This is our hope and our faith, our spirituality upon the Most High, who has come to save and deliver us. Host, I turn this call back over to you.
Okay. So and you'll have you come back, Ruth, to give us the benediction. Okay, so real quickly, the next call after this is the morning motivational call, and today is Tuesday, Presidential Tuesday. The number for the new morning motivational call is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294617 pound. And if you're having any challenges with being charged, there's a bypass number. If your carrier is charging you, bypass number 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. My name is Bonita, and I'm going to close out with a prayer. My name is Minister Bonita, and I reside here in the great state of Ohio. It's been my pleasure to serve. I'm going to do a few housekeeping things, and then the next voice you will hear will be the premier speaker of the day. Just in short, I'd like to thank our psalmist. I'd like to thank our greeter. And again, if you have any interest in just joining the family, the information I have given you is before you. Email address, just send it out, and we will definitely, someone will get back to you. I'm going to do a brief prayer. Oh, just by chance, if you additionally, if you want to hear this message again, the replay number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And it's the same PIN, 957-677 pound. 957-677 pound. Okay, family? Father God, we thank you so much for the message, for the speaker. We ask that you fulfill her up, Father, as she has shared so much with us. We pray over our co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we have many on this line that stand in need, but there's nothing that is here that you don't know about, Father. So we just stand in agreement with those that come to you. We pray over our TMC family, Father. We have Bree family, Father. We have those that are sick, Father. We have our artist family, Father. But there, again, is nothing going on that you don't know about. Father God, we thank you for each and everything that you've done for us, will do for us, and have done for us on this day. Okay, family, my name's Bonita. Thank you for allowing me to serve, and I'm turning the call back over to you, Minister, for the benediction.
So, yes, bless your name, Lord. Let's remember that we are in an 8-day fast that started today, that Dr. PK has prayed for us, and the Lord has given her a message that we are praying for those that are sick, that are fighting COVID, the symptoms, or that have lost loved ones due to COVID. We are praying for them. So remember this 8-day fast. Please remember to fast and pray. And I pronounce a blessing by the power that is in me from our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Christ, over everyone on this call and over every family. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, family. Be blessed. Amen.